Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
We're back again.
We're like Eminem.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves.
Yeah, we may have just accidentally forgotten to record last week because sometimes we're literally the worst.
We're literally the worst. The worst hosts of podcasts ever. It just kind of happens, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, you've got a plan, right? For you kind of plan out your day, and then you get the day rolling, and then all of a sudden you forget about that one thing that you were supposed to do this morning that you completely forgot. So that's how it rolls sometimes, but it's whatever. We've been doing pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we came up having talking, you know, our election recap after having Gretchen from Clean Air Moms Force on the week before.
Yeah, man.
But you know, I'll be honest. We may have some breaks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Although, you know, in years past with the holidays, we would always find it tough to make time to record,
right?
Since we always recorded on Sundays.
Yeah.
Because Sundays was always like, you know, it's family time on the holidays. It's very limited. But since we record on Thursdays before work,
right,
it may be a little more feasible. So,
and as far as Thanksgiving is concerned, Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, which is when we now record. But
yeah,
Today's Wednesday.
It's a day early.
So we might actually be getting good at this, finally.
It only took 3 years.
3 years and an award nomination, yeah.
Yeah. Although I will say, we were pretty good when we were neighbors.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I listened to our first episode again.
It's terrible.
In certain ways, yeah.
It's terrible because we didn't know what we were doing, and the sound quality is not the best.
Right.
But it's also just I enjoyed the content of that episode.
Right.
I mean, I don't think we really know what we were talking about.
You know what the other thing was too, is I have had for the longest time, it's not a lisp, but, and it's not like a speech impediment or anything like that, but the way I would breathe in after saying a sentence was weird. I'd do like a little, like that, like it almost sounds like I'm trying to, like, you know, suck up some spittle that's starting to, you know, fall out of my mouth, but I noticed it again when I went back to listen to that first episode, because I was doing it a lot. And I'm listening to the episode, I'm driving, it's driving me crazy. And then I listened to some of our more recent episodes and some other episodes of podcasts that I've been on. And apparently I don't do it anymore. I guess I just kind of naturally figured out to not do it because it was annoying me so damn much.
That and sniffles, I say a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's whatever. You know. So, you were telling me before we went on that you had a bit of an interesting Saturday.
You know, some people would use the word interesting. So, we got invited down to Christmas Village in Philadelphia.
Right, yeah.
Which is awesome, and for those of you who don't know what Christmas Village is, you know, usually small towns have their own version of Christmas Village, but this Christmas Village is the Philadelphia one, and it's like a small fair, basically.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I've never been. Me and my family have never been. So, I got this request offer thing to go down there for free on the preview weekend through my Dad on the Mic email.
Okay.
Which, I don't do anything on Dad on the Mic anymore. It's still there. You can still go read the stories. But, I don't do anything on it anymore. So I figured, okay, we'll go down. And then we'll do the thing. I'll take some pictures. I'll post a little bit for Philly Dad's group. I'll post a little bit for Poppin' Bottles. I'll post a little bit for myself.
And then
we'll have something to talk about on the podcast, right? So, we get up kind of early in the morning. And we start heading down there. Got to get there at 11, but I had gotten an email the day before. And this was on Saturday, by the way.
Okay.
I had gotten an email on Friday morning from the contact person for when we get there. And they said, if you get here at 10:45, there's a special little treat for you. Apparently one of the new things, because they just changed locations. They just moved it to just outside of City Hall instead of wherever it was before. I think it was by Fairmount Park. But anyway, so part of their new setup is they have a new Christmas-themed carousel, like in the center of the courtyard of City Hall.
That sounds really cool.
Right. And so they're kind of, you know, putting it out there and instituting it as a new... This is going to be a new thing, you know what I mean? And it's going to be a new tradition. So if you get here at 10:45, you and the small group of people will be the first ones to ride on this carousel.
Okay.
Cool. Neat. So we're going to try and get there a little bit early. So we hit the road, and it's about 9 o'clock. And we get to, I want to say Collegeville. Right about the in-between place between Limerick and Collegeville, right? And we realize that although we fed the kid, neither me or my wife have had breakfast. And at this point, we have started to, like, our stomach started to grumble and all that jazz. And it's like, all right, we should eat something before we go down, right?
Right.
So we grab McDonald's real quick. We hit the road. We're running a little late. I'm stressing out a little bit. Meanwhile, Emma, our lovely 3-year-old, I love her so much. She is such an amazing kid. She's intelligent. She's funny. She's great. Potty training is going great. But, as all parents know, there are the occasional days when your kid is such a miserable, miserable, just ball of emotions mess that it's like it's not even worth it to leave the house. And this was one of those days for her. She was so miserable and barking her head off. It was ridiculous. So we got that going on. We're running late. In my mind, anyway. And we make it down to the city with no problem. I was kind of worried about traffic. We make it to the outskirts of the city. We get on Kelly Drive. We're getting in there, right? As soon as we get on Kelly Drive, there's a detour. Kelly Drive is blocked off. Now, this happens sometimes. Because Kelly Drive is where Boathouse Row is, and they have boat races, and sometimes, like, bicycle races and stuff like that. It's whatever. We're used to it, we're used to this detour, whatever. But then I noticed that the detour is a little sooner up the road than usual. And I don't know this detour, so I'm looking at the GPS real quick, and I'm like, alright, I know which way to go. This'll take us down to the museum, and then from the museum we can get where we need to go, right? We get to the museum, and everything is blocked off. The Ben Franklin Parkway, which, for those of you who don't know Philadelphia, is the main stretch of road running through the center of Philadelphia. That whole thing is blocked off. It's blocked off all the way down past, well, almost to City Hall, because the Philadelphia Marathon started that day. And because that whole central section of the city was blocked off, all the traffic had been diverted to the side streets, and so it took us 3.5 hours to get from where Kelly Drive starts to the Rodin Museum, which is a grand total of 4 miles. It took us 3 hours to travel 4 miles.
That's rough.
And it was going to be another, like, 4 miles before we got to City Hall. So, we're sitting there in the middle of this traffic, and Carissa looks at me and is like, you know, if you want to turn around, we can just go home and be relaxed. And, you know, Emma's still yapping her head off, and I'm just getting frustrated. It's like, you know what? Yeah, yeah. There's an empty street right over there that takes us in the opposite direction. We're going to go that way. So we technically made it to the city, but it wasn't even worth it. We turned around and we went home. Actually, we ended up going to the KOP Mall, getting lunch, walked around a little bit. Emma was still really upset, so we all went home and took naps, all of us. We got home, and all of us fell asleep for like 3 hours.
I've got to say, I'm pretty jealous.
Okay.
Just of the nap part.
Right. Right.
Just because we never get to, you know, get the naps.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where we get home, we're all feeling kind of tired. It's definitely time for Emma to nap, so I took her up, and I laid down with her, and I fell asleep. And then Carissa fell asleep on the couch waiting for me.
You had a bit of a different Saturday than I had.
Okay.
We had a wedding.
Oh, another wedding. Jesus Christ. Dude.
Steph.
How many friends do you have, and how many weddings are they each having? Because I swear, you say you only have a small group of friends, but you've done, like, what, 10 weddings so far in the past year and a half?
No, they actually haven't been that many.
Feels like a lot. It feels like you're abandoning me.
I feel like it was just the two this year, and then my dad, Sarah's sister, and I feel bad if I'm forgetting other ones. So this wedding was one of my old coworkers and my friend Steph and her now husband Dave.
Cool.
Which we were invited to as a result of how much fun we were at the last wedding in September.
Nice.
Which is, you know, funny. And my buddy Andrew, who got married in September, was there. So we got to sit with them.
Yeah.
But while we're there, I mean, no kids. You know, kids were with Sarah's parents for the night, so it was awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Super hungover on Saturday.
Well, yeah.
So we're there, and we're, like, sitting. The ceremony's really nice. It was out in, it was by you. It was at La Masseria. In Gilbertsville.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, we're in the cocktail hour, and I'm like, I recognize this girl. I'm like, I think that's one of our old, a girl that we used to wait tables with. It was someone that she was friends with, and I brought to our house for a Christmas party one year. But we didn't hang out with her before, and I'm like, I haven't seen her in years, and I'm like, I think that's who it is. I forgot her name.
Right.
So cocktail hour ends, like, you get upstairs, and I happen to walk past her at the bar, and I stop, and, you know, hey, I remember you from this, you know, have that awkward conversation. And she says to me, oh, do you know Dave from Millersville? Because remember, that's where Sarah and I went. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, Dave went to college with my husband. They both went to Millersville. She's like, isn't that where you went? And I was like, yeah. I was like, and so she calls her husband over. I was like, when did you go? He said, we finished in 05. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I graduated in 04. So there's like 15 people there that Sarah and I went to college with.
Yeah.
And Millersville's a very small school.
Wait a minute. You graduated college in 2004?
Yes, we've had this conversation.
Okay. No, it's, I forgot that whole timeline.
I've been out of college for 12 and a half years.
Okay, that's just...
Holy crap, it makes me sad.
You know what makes me sad?
What?
2018 is my 10-year anniversary from high school. Actually, that doesn't make me sad. I'm pretty happy to be out of that fucking place. Yeah, but anyway.
That'll be my 18th.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can shut it.
Yeah, sometimes I recognize our age difference, but then timeline stuff like that just brings it right back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, So now I'm like, all these people from Millersville are like, oh, you know, remember this person? Remember this person? And people are coming over, and I'm like, stuck in this conversation.
Right.
And I go up to Dave. I'm like, dude, we went to college together. Never saw you once. But, yeah, like, they remembered, you know, my roommates. So it was just, like, the last wedding, and I don't know if you remember me saying this, I saw my 10th grade geometry teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
at my buddy Andrew's wedding, and when we're at cocktail hour, they're like, you're not going to see anyone you recognize, like your geometry teacher this time, are you? I was like, probably not.
You never know these days.
And then lo and behold, Noorsville was there.
Yeah.
So I told you how I danced with my geometry teacher at the last one, right?
Right, yeah.
So Andrew and his wife, they were the bride and groom of that wedding. His wife, Mary, says to me, she's like, my mom was like, oh, did you see Linda out there dancing with that handsome young man?
I bet she's a cheek pincher.
Yeah. I was like, I make impressions. I make great impressions.
Nice. Which makes me wonder what kind of impressions I make, you know? Because I'm just weird.
Yeah. I'm not going to deny that. Like, at all.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks. No, it's great. You're a real good friend.
Hey, we're both weird. Normal's abnormal, huh? All right.
So Thanksgiving is tomorrow. What do you guys got planned? Are you staying home? Are you doing a little running around? What you got going on?
Well, tonight, like super late, my stepbrother flies in. My stepbrother and his wife, my stepbrother Joe and his wife Sarah, they get in at like 10 o'clock.
Cool.
So they'll be coming here. I'll probably still be up when they get here. I mean, I want to be.
Yeah.
So I know over at, is it my stepsister? My family tree is weird. with my stepdad's family. So there's always like a football game and like breakfast over at his daughter's house.
Okay.
Which isn't far from us. So we may go over to do that in the morning, depending on the weather. But after that, we just go up to Sarah's parents. And I mean, Thanksgiving's always pretty chill.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's just traveling back up to Pottstown, the half hour drive. And it's like us, her parents, her sister and her husband, and her brother. And, like, that's it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a tight group. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very chill. We won't have any conservative politic talk.
Right.
So.
Oh, goodness.
Thank God for that.
You should just wear, I want to make you a knit sweatshirt, like one of those ugly Christmas sweater things. Okay. That just says, don't even talk about it. Just those words. Don't even talk about it. So you can wear it for like any awkward situation that might possibly come up. So somebody will come up to talk to you about it, or like be sitting at the table and look at you to say something, and then they'll see your shirt like, oh, okay. No, you're right. So yeah, tonight, probably late tonight, my older brother, Ian, and his lovely fiance are coming down. They're staying at my parents' place. And then there are plans for breakfast tomorrow morning at their place, and then dinner at my in-laws. But the wifey wants to take Emma over to my in-laws tomorrow morning so that she can watch the parade. Because we haven't watched the parade together yet as a family. And it's something that I used to do as a kid, and it's something that she used to do as a kid, so we want to see if she's interested in it. And
you watch the Macy's one, or do you watch the Philly one?
I think it's the Philly one. We used to watch, my family used to watch the Macy's parade.
Okay.
Yeah, so the wifey just confirmed it's the Macy's Day Parade. So.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so probably watch that, and it goes from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Apparently, it's kind of a long one. So I don't know if Emma's attention span will be that with it for that long. We're gonna try. So probably what we're gonna end up doing is doing the parade, and then going over for, like, a late breakfast lunch thing, seeing Ian and Claire, and then dinner.
Nice.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
Now, will you guys do any awful, terrible Black Friday shopping?
Probably not. No. I mean, well, so this year is a little different because Carissa has off work. I don't have off, but I don't have to go in. I can do all this stuff from my phone, basically.
Okay.
And Emma is still going to be at daycare.
They open on Friday?
Yeah. Ours is, anyway.
Interesting.
So we're gonna have that availability of time. It's just like, do we really wanna? Is it really worth it?
Yeah.
You know.
I will never, ever, 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 ever,
ever, ever, ever
put in a store on Thanksgiving or Black Friday.
Yeah.
I am vehemently. Opposed
vehemently
opposed to ever doing it.
Yeah.
In years past, Sarah and her mom have gone out, but they don't go early. Like, they wait until things kind of die down, like 11 or 12.
Right.
They would go. Don't know if that's going to happen this year. Sarah's grandmother sold her house, so there's some things to go through.
Gotcha.
To see if, you know, there's anything, because she can't take everything. So they wanted to go there Friday. I was like, right. Hey, I have to work. Like, I'm working at home.
Yeah.
But the girls are off, and the girls can't go with Sarah to go through the house.
Right.
My aunt and uncle are coming over. I'm like, I'm just going to have to lock myself upstairs.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, figure stuff out. Now, chances are I may not have a full day of work, because typically... that usually ends up happening, like, today.
Yeah.
We have a crap load of work to get through for that to even be possible.
Right.
Since it's our busiest week of the year.
Yeah.
Yay, e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
so, but, you know, I would never. You know what? I'm going to put out a Twitter poll right now about Black Friday.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Yeah, Black Fridays have always been interesting for me. I had never gone out on Black Friday until it was 2009. It was 2009, and I was working at the Lucky Brand Jeans in the outlets, and I had checked my schedule, like, the day before. And I was like, oh, it says I'm working from 1 to 6 tomorrow. That's interesting. I never usually work that late. I was thinking 1 to, like, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., right? And then I look at the schedule again, like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's Black Friday. Wait. It says 1 a.m. Shit. And at that point, it was... like 12:30 or something like that. I quick got dressed. So I was like, Dad, can you drive me? Because parking is going to be ridiculous, probably. Because I had never been to the outlets on Black Friday. But I had, you know, a suspicion that it was going to be packed. And it was. It was atrocious. And then every year after that, if we've gone out, we've just gone to, like, Walmart. For like 10 minutes, just looked around, just see if there was anything worth it, and then, you know, experience some of the craziness, just watch all the people be ridiculous, and then go home and be warm and eat food and, you know, that sort of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. How's that poll coming?
Just about there.
I have to vote. I don't like missing polls. So, speaking of Twitter polls, if you want to take part in our Black Friday Twitter poll, head over to at PBDadcast. Because I think it goes for, what, 24 hours?
I can set it for that or whatever.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we can post this today.
I'm doing that now.
Yeah, okay. All right, so yeah, go over to at PBDadcast on Twitter, and we're also at PBDadcast on the Instagrams and Facebook.com/PBDadcast.
Everywhere. Yep, that's
it's just so easy.
For 2 days.
Right.
So your choices are no, crowd scare me. Yes, give me that deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, queen.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So I think that'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta do the works.
Yeah, you got works to do. I got works to do, and we're doing Christmas shopping today too.
Right, so a little early.
That'll be fun.
So everybody, enjoy your turkey days.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And we will catch you next week.
Yeah.
Probably with a guest.
Probably. More than likely. And next week it'll be December then, next week.
Yes.
What? And then people can finally put up their Christmas trees. Because they shouldn't have put up any yet.
Oh, anyway. That'll be another poll.
Yeah, that'll be a poll I'll probably run tomorrow.
Yeah, put up when you put up your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving, you're the worst. On Thanksgiving, also the worst.
Literally the worst. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Have a happy holiday. Be safe. Don't fry your turkeys. Please bake them, because then it tastes better, and then you don't have to burn your house down. That whole thing. All right.
All right.
Peace.